Therefore, every scribe or wise man who has been made a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a man that has a householder, homestead economic leader where all is apportioned, who brings out of his treasure things new and old. A prophet is not acceptable in his own country, neither does a physician work cures upon them that know him. They have no need to go away. You will give them something to eat. Bring them to me. Let faith be among you. Rest assured, it is I. Do not be afraid. Come. Man of little belief, why did you doubt? Why do you also transgress the commandments and words of God, the Mighty One, because of your ordinances and tradition? Is it not written in your law from the mouth of God, honor your father and your mother, and he that curses or smites his father or mother will surely be put to death? But you say, whoever can say to his father or his mother in financial need, whatever help you might otherwise have gotten from me was already given as money donated to the temple treasury, then he does not supposedly have to honor his father or mother. Thus you make any donation at the temple he might give for the sake of himself as a sinner, able to wipe out this iniquity against his parents. It is supposedly forgiven and will be removed from him. You have thus made the commandment of God void because of your tradition. So he does not honor his father and his mother by helping them in their financial need, and so you have despised the words of God, the Mighty One, because of your tradition. You hypocrites, Isaiah, Yahweh is salvation, did correctly prophesy of you, saying, thus Yahweh, Hashem, the name, Adonai, my Lord, says, this people has come near me with their mouth and lips, but their heart is far from me, and their reverence toward me has become the observance of commandments taught by men. Hear and know, it is not that which enters into the mouth which soils and defiles the man, rather it is that which comes out of the mouth that renders impure the man. Every plant which my heavenly Father, the one who decides, accede to a wish, did not plant, shall be rooted up. Leave them alone. The blind are leading the blind. And if a blind man leads another blind man, both shall fall into a ditch. Are you also without any understanding? Don't you understand that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the belly and goes on to the natural place? But the things which come out of the mouth are moved by the heart, and they are what soils and defiles the man. For out of the soiled, defiled heart comes evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, the witness of liars, curses, and blasphemies. These things soil and render iniquitous the man. However, to eat with unwashed hands does not soil or defile the man. Yet abstain by all means from meat sacrificed to idols, for it is the worship of dead gods. I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, prevailed in wrestling, Elohim, plural God, and mankind. It is not good that a man take bread from his children and cast it to the dogs. Woman, how great is your belief! What you ask will be done to you, even as it is in your heart to be done. I have compassion for the crowds, because they continue with me now 2 days since they came across and have nothing to eat, and I will not let them go fasting, and they faint away. How many loaves of bread do you have? You know how to judge the face of the heavens and the earth, but you have not known what is ahead of you. You do not know how to test this time, and thus you cannot discern the signs of the times. The offspring of evildoers seek after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. You have little understanding if you think you have no bread. Don't you yet understand or remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000, and how many baskets you gathered up afterwards? Don't you remember the 7 loaves for the 4,000, and how many baskets you gathered up afterwards? Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, self-scientists but oppressed people for the Romans, and Sadducees, self-righteous but taught blind obedience and oppressed people. What are you thinking, you of little faith, that it is because you have taken no bread that I say this? How is it that you do not perceive that I am not talking to you concerning round loaves of bread? But beware of the teaching and behavior of the Pharisees, self-scientists but oppressed people for the Romans, and Sadducees, self-righteous and taught blind obedience but oppressed people. The Pharisee, the scientist, plans in advance. Before doing wrong, he slyly reasons everything out by making all manner of subtle excuse. Take care that you do not end up suffering the same fate as them. Take care that you do not end up suffering the same fate as them, for the wicked of humanity receive judgment not only among the living, but also they will undergo punishment and much torment later. What do the sons of mankind say about me, the Son of Man? But who do you say that I am? Happy are you, Simon, son of John, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but was revealed to you by my Father, the one who decides accede to a wish, who is in heaven. And I also tell you, you are a stone, and over you, you are a small stone. And over you. Happy are you, Simon, son of John, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but was revealed to you by my Father, the one who decides, accede to a wish, who is in heaven. And I also tell you, you are a stone, and over you I will build my house of prayer, and the faction makers of Gehenna, the valley of slaughter, valley of the son of Hinnom, shall not gain the upper hand against you. I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Follow after me, do not disobey me, and do not quarrel with me, adversary. You are an obstacle and an insult to me, for you do not take pleasure in the word of God, to invoke Elohim, plural, the one and the many, but only in the words of men. If any man would follow me, he must reject himself and take up his cross and be willing to offer himself up to death and become a dedicated follower of me. For whoever would save his life will lose it for my sake, and whoever shall lose his life in this world for my sake, the same will save his soul for the life in the age of the world to come. For what profit shall a man have if he shall gain the whole world, but forfeit his spirit forever? Or what good exchange does the man make if for the present things that are spoiling he should give his soul to the judgment of Gehenna, the valley of slaughter? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory from his Father, the one who decides, with his angels, and then he shall reward to every man according to his works. Amen, I tell you that some who stand here shall not taste death until they see the Son of Man's kingdom that comes. This is my Son, my beloved, and my delight is in him. Listen to him, you shall obey him. Arise and be not afraid. Do not tell anyone about this vision which you have seen until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. And he answered and said, Elijah, Elohim, the one in the many, is Yahweh, my Lord, indeed comes, and shall save all the world and restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah, Elohim is Yahweh, came already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they desired. Even so shall they do to the Son of Man. O perverse generation, woe to you who deny me! How long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear your trouble? Bring him here to me. Because of the limitation of your belief, for truly I tell you, if within you becomes a belief as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall tell this mountain, move away from here, and it shall immediately move away, and nothing shall be withheld from you. But this kind of demon, god or goddess, spirits, fate, fortune, is overcome only by prayer and fasting. The Son of Man shall be delivered up into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And on the third day he shall be raised up. What do you think, Simon? The kings of the earth, from whom do they receive customs tribute? From their own sons or from foreigners? If so, the sons are free. Do not be dismayed at this. But, so we do not provoke them, go to the sea and cast a baited net, and take up the fish that comes up first. and when you open his mouth, you shall find a didrachma coin. That take and give it to them for us. Truly I tell you, except you repent and turn and become as this little child, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of the heavens. Whoever therefore shall humble himself as this boy, the same shall be greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such boy as this in my name receives me. But whoever shall cause one of these little ones that believes on me to stumble, it would be good for him never to have been born. It would be better for him that an upper millstone should be hanged about his neck, and that he should be cast into the depths of the sea, than that he should cause one of my chosen to miss the mark. Woe unto the inhabitants of the world because of offenses. Such offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom an offense comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and cast it from yourself. It is better for you to enter into life maimed or lame, rather than having two hands and two feet and be cast into a time of refining fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and cast it from yourself. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be given over to Gehenna, the valley of slaughter, the valley of the son of Hinnom. And you are warned not to judge one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels do continually always report on the children of my Father who is in heaven. The Son of Man has devoted himself entirely to saving the enemies of God, to invoke Elohim, plural, the one and the many. What do you think? If any man has 100 sheep, and one of them is lost and runs off, doesn't he leave the 99 in the mountains and seek those which were led astray? And if he happens to find it, in truth, I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 which have not gone astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, the one who decides, accede to a wish, who is in heaven, that one of these little ones should be lost. And if your brother sins against you, go, show him his fault privately. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen to you, reprove him before another. If by every oath he does not listen, add still one or two more witnesses, in order that your words might be before two or three witnesses, because by two or three witnesses a matter and every word may be established. But if by every oath he does not listen, then tell it in the assembly. And if he also refuses to hear in the assembly, consider him one to be shunned as an enemy and cruel. In truth, I tell you, what oath you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what oath you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you shall agree on earth, everything which you shall ask shall be done for you by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are assembled together in my name, there I am among them. Wherever there are two, they are not without God, Elohim, plural, the one and the many. And wherever there is one alone, I say I am with him. If your brother sins in word and has made amends with you 7 times in a day, receive him. Up to 70 times 7, for the prophets were found with sinful speech even after they were anointed with the Holy Spirit. The one who has not forgiven 70 times 7 is not worthy of me. Therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wished to make an accounting with his servants. And when he had begun to make the accounting, one was brought to him that owed him about 10,000 pieces of gold, but he had nothing to give to pay, so his master commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, until full payment was made to him. The servant therefore fell down before his master and implored him to have pity on him, and to be patient with him, because he would repay everything, saying, Lord, give me time and be patient with me, for I will pay you all. And the master of that servant had pity on him, released him, and forgave him the entire debt. But that servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 mias, that is about 1% of what the unforgiving servant was forgiven. And he laid hold on him, and held him fast, and struck him, saying, Pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and begged him, saying, Trust me, and give me time, and have patience with me, and I will pay everything to you. And he would not listen to him. So he went and cast him into prison until he should pay all that which was due him. So when the servants of the king saw this, They were very angry and came and told their master all that the servant had done. Then his master called him and said to him, "You cursed servant of Belial, obsolete, beyond purpose, beyond function. I forgave you all your debt because you entreated me. Shouldn't you also have had pity on and forgiven your servant, even as I had pity on you?" And his master's anger was kindled, and commanded he be delivered into the prison and afflicted until he should repay him all his debt. "So shall also my Father in heaven do to you if you do not forgive your brother in a perfect heart your brother's offenses against you." Have you not read that the one who made them of old made them male and female? For this reason shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no more two but one flesh. What therefore the Creator has joined together, man cannot separate. Moses, for your obstinacy, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it has not been so. And I tell you, whoever has put away or shall put away his wife except for adultery, and shall marry another, commits adultery, and he that marries her when she is put away is in an unlawful manner commits adultery. Not all can receive this saying. It is only for those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs that were born as such from their mother's womb. These are those who have not sinned. And there are eunuchs that were made eunuchs by men. And there are eunuchs that made themselves eunuchs, who subdue their desire for the kingdom of heaven's sake. These are those who enter into great prominence. Whoso can accept it, let him accept it. And he that is able to understand it, let him understand it. Permit the little children, and restrain them not, to come to me. For the kingdom of the heavens belongs to such who are like these children. Truly I say to you that one will not enter the kingdom of the heavens, except he is like these. Why do you ask me about the good? There is none good but God only. But if you would come into life of the world to come, perform the law and prophets, and thus keep the commandments. You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, and you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you would be perfect, sell that which you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. How do you say, I have performed the law and the prophets, seeing that it is written in the law, you shall love your neighbor as yourself? But many of your brothers, sons of Abraham, they are now protected, are clad with filth, dying for hunger, and your house is full of many goods, and nothing at all goes out of it to them. Truly I tell you, it is hard for a rich man to come into the kingdom of the heavens. And again I tell you, it is easier for a camel rope to go through the eye of a needle than to bring the rich into the kingdom of the heavens. One in the heavens grants salvation. With men the matter is difficult, but with God all things are easy. Truly I tell you that you who have followed me in the day of judgment, when the Son of Man shall sit on his throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon the 12 thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel, one in wrestling, Elohim, plural God and man. And everyone that has left his home, including his wife and his children, or brethren or sisters, or father or mother, or left his lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100 like them, and shall inherit the kingdom of heaven and the sublime life. Many of the first ones shall be last, and many of the last ones shall be first. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man that was a master in his house, who rose and went out early in the morning to hire laborers to work in his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for 1 denarius for the whole day, he sent them into his vineyard. He went out about 9 o'clock in the morning and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "Go also into the vineyard, and whatever is just I will give you." And they went their way. Again he went out about noon, and also about 3 o'clock, and did likewise. And about 5 o'clock he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why are you standing there idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no man has hired us." He said to them, "Go also into the vineyard." And when evening had come, the master of the vineyard said to his overseer, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages." He began with the last and finished with the first. The last received one denarius, and when those came that were hired about 3 o'clock, they received each man a denarius. And when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more than these, but he only gave a denarius to each of them. And when they received it, they murmured against the master of the vineyard, saying, "These last have spent but 1 hour, and you have made them on the same level with us who have borne the burden of the day and the heat." But he answered and said to one of them, "My friend, I do you no injustice. Didn't you contract with me for one denarius? Take it and go. If I wish to give to this last, even as to you, may I not do according to my desire? Or is there evil in your eyes when I am good?" So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Many are called, but few are the chosen. We are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered to the chief sages and priests, and they shall condemn him to death, and they shall deliver him to the Gentiles, who to smite and destroy him. But on the third day he shall be raised up. What do you want? You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to endure the suffering and death that I am about to endure? Can you drink the cup that I shall drink of, and be immersed in the immersion that I shall be immersed in? Indeed, you shall drink of my cup, and shall be immersed in the immersion that I shall be immersed in. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give to you, but it belongs only for whom it is prepared for by my Father. Do you know that the rulers of the Gentiles rule it over them, and their great ones seek to subdue them and exercise authority among them? It will not be so among you, but whoever wants to become great among you shall serve you, and whoever wants to be first among you shall be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his soul as a ransom for many. Seek to grow to be less, and you will grow to be more, while great ones who make no such effort will be brought low. And when you go in and have been called upon to dine, do not recline in the most prominent places, lest one more honorable than you should come, and the one who called the dinner should come to you and say, "Your spot is still lower," and you should be ashamed. But if you sit down at the lesser place, and one lesser than you should come, the one who called the dinner will say to you, "Go still higher," and this will be more profitable for you. Thus seek to increase from that which is small, and from the greater to become less. What do you want me to do for you? Your belief has healed you. Go into the fortress enclosure that is opposite from you, and immediately you shall find a female donkey tied, and a foal by her side. Loose them and bring them to me, and if anyone says anything to you, say to them, "The master needs them," and he will quickly let them go. It is written, "My house shall be called the house of prayer by all the nations, but you make it a robber's den, a cave of violent men." I heard them, "Did you never read, 'Out of the mouth of children you have established strength'? Let there be no fruit from you from now on forever. Let there be no fruit from you from now and forever. Truly I tell you, if you have faith without doubt, you shall be able to do not only what was done to the fig tree, but even if you should say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' it shall be done. And all things, whatever you ask in prayer and faith, while believing, you shall receive. I also will ask you one question, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what power I do these things. The baptism of John, Yahweh has been undeservedly gracious. From where did it come from? From heaven or from men? Neither then do I tell you by what power I do these things. What is your opinion? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' And the son answered and said, 'I do not wish to.' But afterward he was sorry and went. And the father came to the second son and said likewise. And the second son answered and said, 'Here I am, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of the father? Truly I tell you that transgressors, the tax collectors, violent men, publicans, and the harlots will be advanced over you into the kingdom of heaven. For John, Yahweh has been undeservedly gracious, came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not seriously listen to him. But tax collectors, violent men, and the harlots, transgressors, did heed him seriously. But you, when you saw it, you did not believe him, and you did not turn in repentance afterwards, as they have done. To him who has ears to hear, let him hear and be ashamed. Hear now another parable, the parable of the sower. There was a certain honorable man who planted a vineyard and walled it up on every side and dug a winepress in it and built a tower in its midst and entrusted it to vine dressers to cultivate it, and then he went into another country. And when the fruit season approached, he sent servants to the vine dressers, those working the vineyard, to receive his profit. But the vine dressers took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again he sent many more servants than the first time, and they did the same to them. Finally he sent to them his son, saying, "Perhaps they will honor my son." But the vine dressers, when they saw the son, and said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and we will inherit his estate." And they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Think for yourselves, when the Lord of the vineyard shall come, what will he do to these vine dressers? Did you never read in the Psalms, "The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner"? This was from Yahweh, Hashem, the name Adonai, my Lord, to become, to be, I am. And it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I tell you that the kingdom of heaven shall be taken away from you and shall be given to a nation producing fruit, and he that falls on this stone shall be cast down and broken apart. The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who made a marriage ceremony for his son, and he sent out his servants to call them that were invited to the marriage ceremony, and they did not want to come. Again he sent out other servants, saying, Tell them that are invited, I have made ready my dinner. My oxen and my geese are killed, and things are ready. Come to the marriage ceremony. But they scorned it and were unresponsive, and went their way, some into the city and some into their businesses. And others grabbed his servants and abused them and killed them. The king heard this, and his anger was kindled, and he sent his hosts and destroyed those murderers and burned their houses with fire. Then he said to his servants, "The wedding is ready, but they that were invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the outgoings of the highways, and as many as you shall find, invite to the marriage ceremony." And those servants went out into the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding ceremony was filled with those who were eating at the table. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man who did not have on a wedding garment. And he said to him, "My friend, how did you come in here not having a wedding garment?" And he was silent. Then the king said to his servants, "Bind him hand and foot, and cast him out into the nethermost and lowest Gehenna, the valley of slaughter, valley of the son of Hinnom. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Many are called, but few are chosen. Why entice and tempt me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax coin to pay tribute. Return therefore to Caesar, cut from his mother, the things that are Caesar's, singular deified ruler, and to God, to invoke, the things that are God's, Elohim, plural, one in the many. You err, not understanding the writings, nor the power of God. For in the day of the resurrection, men will not take women, nor women will take men, but are as angels of God in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken to you by God, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, they are now protected,' and the God of Isaac, laughter, and the God of Jacob, heal? If so, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. This is the first commandment. You shall love and worship Yahweh your God, and him only shall you serve with all your heart and with all your strength and with all your mind. This is the greatest commandment in the whole law, and this is the first. But the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets. There are two ways, one of life and one of death. And there is a great difference between the two ways. The way of life is this: first of all, you shall love the God that made you. Secondly, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and all things you would not want to happen to yourself, neither do it to another. These words are the teaching of the way of life. What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? How then does David by the Holy Spirit call him Master, saying, Yahweh, Hashem, the name, Adonai, my Lord, to become, to be, I am, said to my Master, Sit on my right hand until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet. If David then calls him Master, how is he his son? The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Now all that he, Moses, says to you, keep and do. But do not do works according to their commandments, for they quote Moses, but do not do what they quote. Yes, they demand and set forth heavy burdens that the shoulders of men are not able to bear, and they themselves will not lift a finger to help move them. But all their actions and works they do for appearances, to be seen by the children of men. They wear expensive garments and large tassels, and love the principal couches and seats at dinner, and to be seated first in the synagogues and at the benedictions, and to be called rabbi in the marketplaces. As to you, do not desire to be called rabbi, neither be called rabbi, for one is your rabbi, your teacher, the Messiah, and you are all brothers. Also do not be called father upon the earth, and don't you call any man on the earth your father, because one is your father, he who is in heaven. Neither be called teachers, for one is your teacher, even the Messiah. The greatest among you shall serve you, and whoever shall exalt himself shall be humbled, and whoever shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe to you, sages, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you have received the keys of knowledge of the kingdom and have hidden them. You have received Woe to you, sages, scribes, and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you have received the keys of knowledge of the kingdom and have hidden them. And you thus shut the kingdom of heaven against the children of men, while you yourselves have not entered the kingdom. And to them that were entering, you did not open or permit them to enter, even those who eagerly wished to enter. Woe to you, sages and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you divide and devour widows' houses with lengthy exposition and long speeches. Therefore you shall receive a lengthy punishment. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel a circuit of sea and land to bind the heart of one man in your faith as a disciple. And when you find one, you teach him your ways so he becomes doubly worse than you, and thus twice more a son of Gehenna, the valley of slaughter, valley of the son of Hinnom, than yourselves. You have not let other people enter the kingdom of heaven, since you yourself have not entered it. Woe to you, seed of the blind guides, that say, Whoever shall swear by the temple, he is not obligated, and it is nothing. But whoever shall swear by anything which is consecrated to the structure of the temple, such as the gold of the temple, you say he is obligated to pay. You mad and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And you say, Whoever shall swear by the altar is not obligated, and it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear that he will make a gift, offering, then you say he is obligated to give it. You blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? He therefore but that swears by the altar swears by it, and by all things upon it. And he that swears by the throne of God swears by it and by him that abides therein. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithes of mint, dill, pomegranate, and cumin, but commit robbery, and have left undone that which are the weightiest matters of the law, the Torah's judgments on justice, loving-kindness, faithfulness, and truth. These are commands worthy of doing. One should not forget them. Offspring of blind leaders, nitpickers who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you wash the outside of the cups and of the platters, but inside of them is full of wickedness, robbery, and uncleanness. Hypocrite, wash first the inside of the cup in order that the outside might become pure. Woe to you, sages and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed sepulchres, which outwardly appear beautiful to the children of men, but inwardly are full of the bones of the dead and the filthy. So you also outwardly appear righteous to the children of men, but inwardly you are full of depravity, hypocrisy, and violence. Woe to you, sages and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you build the sepulchres of the prophets, and garnish the tombs of the righteous, and say, If we had been alive in the days of our fathers, we should not have permitted them to put to death the prophets. Wherefore you bear witness against yourselves that you are sons of them that slew the prophets. You behave according to the deeds of your fathers. You serpents, you offspring of vipers, how shall you escape the judgment of Gehenna, the valley of slaughter, valley of the son of Hinnom, if you do not turn in repentance? Therefore I send to you prophets and sages and scribes. Some of them you shall kill, and some of them you shall afflict with whips in your synagogues, and some you will pursue from city to city. This is so that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of Abel, meadow brook being green, the righteous, unto the blood of Zechariah, the Lord has remembered, son of Jehoiada, Yahweh knows, whom you slew between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly I tell you, all these things shall become, truly I tell you, all these things shall come upon this generation, and upon Jerusalem, foundation, settlement, to found, to lay a cornerstone, who kills the prophets and removes those that are sent to her. How often I would have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Behold, you will leave your houses desolate, for I say unto you, you shall not see me hereafter until you shall say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of our Savior, he that comes in the name of Yahweh, Hashem, the name, Adonai, my Lord, to become, to be, I am. He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. Woman, where are they? Does no man condemn you? Neither will I condemn you. Go your way. From now on, sin no more. Don't you see these things? Amen, I tell you, there shall not be left here one stone upon stone. Take heed that no man lead you astray, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am he, the Messiah, I am Christ, and shall deceive and lead you astray. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not foolish and dismayed, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be pestilence, famines, and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are the beginning of travail. Then shall they give you over to tribulation, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all the nations, that is, the Gentiles, because of my name. And then shall many be perturbed, and shall deal treacherously with his neighbor, and shall be enraged against his brother. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall lead many astray. When apostasy and iniquity shall abound, the charity and love of the many shall grow faint and cold. But he that remains standing firm and patiently waits until the end, the same shall be saved and have life. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a testimony to all the nations concerning me, and then shall the end come. So this is the Antichrist. And this is the abomination that desolates, which was spoken of by Daniel as standing in the holy place. Then let them that are in Judah, to thank, to admit, to praise, flee to the mountains. Let him that is on the housetop not go down to take out things that are in his house, and let him that is in the field not return back to take his clothes. And let him that is in the field not return back to take his clothes. But woe unto them that are about to bear a child, and to them that nurse children in those days. And pray to God that your flight is not in winter, neither on a Sabbath, for then shall be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor ever shall be after it. And except those days had been shortened, no flesh would have been saved, but for the chosen's sake those days shall be shortened. If any man shall say to you, Lo, here is the Messiah, or here, don't believe it, for there shall arise false messiahs and false prophets, and shall grow great and shall show great signs and wonders, so that, if it can be, they will come to lead astray the chosen. If therefore they shall say to you, Behold, he is in the desert or wilderness, do not go out to see. Or if they shall say, Behold, he is in the inner rooms, don't believe it. For as the lightning comes forth from the east and is seen even unto the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever the body is, there will be vultures be gathered together. Behold, I have told you beforehand. After the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the host of heavens shall be shaken. The host of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in the heavens. And then shall all the families of the land mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with many warriors and a very great fortification, with dreadful appearance and great power and glory. And he shall send his angels with a trumpet, and with a great shout shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the heights of heaven to the farthest ends. Now from the fig tree learn her parable. When you see its branches and leaves sprouting, you know that the ripe fruit is near. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that he is near the gates, even at the doors. In truth, I tell you, this generation shall not pass away until all these things be accomplished. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. On that day, and concerning that hour, there shall be no man who knows, only the Father knows. And as were the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days which were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, being fruitful and multiplying, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And they did not know the end was near until the flood came, and took them all away. So shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Then shall two men be in the field, one righteous and the other evil. The one is taken, and the other is left. Two shall be in one bed, one shall be taken, and one shall be left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one is taken and the other is left. This is because the angels at the end of the world will remove the stumbling blocks from the world and will separate the good from the evil. Be therefore alert and vigilant, for you do not know at what hour your Lord will come. This you know, that if the master of the house had known in what watch the thief was coming, in truth he would have been alert and vigilant, and would not have suffered his house be broken into. Therefore also be ready, because you do not know at what hour the Son of Man is going to come. What do you think of the obedient and prudent servant whom my Lord has set over the children to give them their bread in its time? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord finds him doing so when he comes. In truth, I tell you that he will place him over all his substance. But if that servant shall say wickedly in his heart, My Lord tarries to come, and shall begin to beat the servants which are with him, and shall eat and drink with gluttons, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he is not expecting, and at a time when he does not know he is coming, and his Lord shall cut him asunder, and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom and a bride. And 5 of them were lazy fools, and 5 were alert and prudent. For the 5 foolish, when they took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the prudent took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was delayed, they all lingered and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, Behold, the bridegroom! Come out now to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and made ready their lamps. And the foolish said to the prudent, Give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out. But the prudent answered, saying, We may not give you, because there will not be enough for both us and you. Go rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went away to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him and to the banquet hall, and the door was locked closed. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Our Lord, our Lord, our Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, In truth, I tell you, I do not know you. And therefore you be careful, alert and vigilant, for you do not know the day nor the hour when the bridegroom will come. The kingdom of the heavens is like a man going on a far seafaring journey into a strange country abroad. He called his own servants and delivered to them his money. And to one he gave 5 coins of gold, to another 2 coins of gold, and lastly he gave 1 coin of gold to another, to each according to his ability, what was suitable for him. And he went out on, and he went on his journey. Immediately he that accepted the 5 coins of gold went and traded with them, and acquired 5 more gold coins. He that accepted 2 gold coins went at once and squandered the substance with harlots and flute women. And he that received 1 gold coin went away and dug in the earth, and hid his lord's money in the hole he dug. Now after a long time the lord of those servants returned and made an accounting with them. And he that had accepted the 5 gold coins came near, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents, and here are 10, including another 5 which I have gained for you. His lord said to him, Well done, truly you are a good and obedient servant. You have been trustworthy over a few things. I will set you over many things, and enter into the joy of your lord. He that accepted the 2 gold coins and squandered them on harlots and flute women was shut in prison. His lord said, And cast out this worthless and lazy servant into prison in the lowest places. There shall be the weeping and gnashing of teeth. And he also that had accepted the 1 gold coin came near and said, Lord, I knew that you were a firm and hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter. And I was afraid and went and hid your coin of gold in the earth. Here you have back your gold coin as your own. And I was afraid, and I went away and hid your coin of gold in the earth. Here, you have back your gold coin as your own. But his lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I did not sow and gathered where I did not scatter. You ought therefore to have put my money to my money changers, and at my return I should have received back mine own with profit. Take away therefore the coin of gold from him, and give it to him that has the 10 gold coins. For to everyone that has shall more be given. But from him that does not have any profit to show, even that which he has and was intended for him shall be taken away. But when the Son of Man shall come in his revelation, and all the angels with him, then he shall sit on his glorious throne. And before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate between them one from another, these from those, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left hand. Then shall he say to them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world until now. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a wayfarer, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then shall the righteous ones answer him, saying, O our Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and came to you? And the king shall answer and say to them, Amen, I tell you, every time you did it to one of the needy of these which are my brothers, even the little ones like these, it is as if you have done it to me. Then shall he also say to them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, and get into a time of refining fire, the place prepared for the adversary and his angels. Because I was hungry, and you did not give me anything to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a wayfarer, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then shall they also answer, saying, O our Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a wayfarer, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not serve you? Then shall he answer them, saying, Amen, I tell you, whenever you neglected to do so to these needy, even the little ones like these, you did not do it to me. And these shall go away into a time of redirective pruning, but the righteous into the time of their lives. You know that after 2 days the Passover arrives, and the Son of Man is betrayed and delivered up to be crucified. Are you making an accusation against this woman? In truth, she has done a good and marvelous work for me. For you have the poor always with you, but you do not always have me. Her placing this oil on my body refers to my burial. In truth, I tell you, whatever, wherever this good news shall be preached in the whole world, what this woman has done shall also be spoken about in memory of her. With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you. Go into the city to a certain man who will be a volunteer for the task, and tell him, the teacher says, my time is near. Along with my disciples, keep the Passover with you. I, along with my disciples, keep the Passover with you. Amen, I tell you that one of you shall inform against me. He that dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall sell me. The Son of Man goes to his fate, even as it is written of him. But woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had never been born. You have said it. Take, eat, this is my body. Drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which will be sacrificially poured out for many for the atonement of sinners. But I tell you, I shall not drink from this time forward of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of the heavens. Come, all of you. Come, all of you. You will be grieved at me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. But after my resurrection from death, I will be revealed to you in Galilee. Roll, cylinder, roller, reel, spool. Truly, I tell you that this night, before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times. Sit here while I go over to pray. My soul is more than grieving unto death. Support me and keep watch with me. My Father, if it is possible, please take this cup from me. Nevertheless, let it not be according as I will, but only according to your will. What, you couldn't be vigilant and stay awake with me 1 hour? Be vigilant and pray that you do not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing to go to its creator, but the flesh is weak and sick. But that which is weak shall be saved through that which is strong. My Father, if this cup cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done. Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the time has come near, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that betrays me. My dear friend, what have you done? To what end have you come? Put up again your sword into its place, for all they that draw the sword shall perish by the sword. Do you not understand I am able to meet my enemies if I ask my Father? And indeed there will be for me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled, what is intended to be done? Have you come out against robbers with swords and spears, whips and clubs to seize me? I sat daily beside you in the temple teaching you, and you did not take me. But all this has come to pass to establish the writings of the prophets. You said it. Nevertheless, again I say to you, you have yet to see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of Yahweh, Hashem, the name, Adonai, my Lord, to be, to become, I am, and coming on the clouds of heaven. You said it. Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the breasts that never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in the green tree, what shall be done in the dry? Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Eli, Eli, lama, sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Shalom be with you. May Yahweh, Hashem, the name, Adonai, my Lord, to become, I am, deliver you. Shalom be with you. May Yahweh deliver you. Do not fear. Go tell my brothers that they should depart for Galilee. Roll yourself unto God. There they shall see me. Do not fear. Go tell my brothers that they should depart for Galilee. To consecrate yourself to God. There they shall see me. Do not fear. Go tell my brothers that they should depart for Galilee. There they shall see me. Take, feel me, and see that I am not an incorporeal demon. Why are you troubled, and thoughts ascend in your hearts? See my hands and feet, that it is I myself. Handle and discern, because a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. Unless you cease from sacrificing, the wrath shall not cease from you. No matter where you reside, you are to go to James the Just, for whose sake heaven and earth came into being. My brother, eat your bread, for the Son of Man is risen from them that sleep. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go to them and make disciples of all nations in my name, and guard and teach them to carry out forever all things whatever I commanded you. Act as you have seen me act. Instruct people in accordance with instructions I have given you, and be for them what I have been for you. And behold, I am with you until the consummation of the ages.